latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with the news that former midfielder and coach Dermot Dermot believes manager Rafa Benitez and Newcastle United are a match made in heaven. But the Scouser, with four spells at St James's Park, twice as a player and twice as a coach, thinks things will only work if owner Mike Ashley backs Benitez in the summer transfer market. It's been widely reported that the Spaniard was not given the funds he wanted in the last transfer window, a result United failed to add to their squad in January, and McDermott hopes the club's owner will not make the same mistake again, because it risks breaking up the perfect marriage at Newcastle. He told the Shields Gazette, "The tsunami and Rafa is a match made in heaven. He's a winner. Please God," he says, "at Newcastle, that's absolutely imperative. And please God, if they do go up, Rafa will be given the money to establish them in the top half of the Premier League." One man that is being linked with a move there, according to the Chronicle, is Bournemouth forward Callum Wilson. The Cherish frontman has been linked with a move to St James's Park then in the last few months. He's currently on the sidelines with a knee injury. He made 21 appearances on all competitions, scoring 6 goals before picking up an injury in February. And the club are hoping he can recover before they try and make their ambitious bid. Finally then, into other news, and Leeds United striker Chris Wood, Newcastle forward Dwight Gayle and Brighton's Anthony Knockaert have been nominated for the EFL's Championship Player of the Year award. New Zealand's Wood has scored 24 goals. Gayle, of course, has been in fantastic form for the Magpies, scoring 21 from 28, while Knockaert has scored 13 to help Chris Hughton's side into second in the table. That's all for now then. We'll have more news later.